In a year like 2025, where we started with broadly negative news around South Africa's agriculture, one would think that the sentiment from surveys of major farmers and agribusinesses would be negative. But it is not. There's actually optimism in this sector. But there's two things that have underpinned the general conversation around South African agricultural sector. The first one is the Expropriation Act, which many people have misinterpreted. Others perhaps maybe intentionally shared misinformation around it, which is the view that the South African agricultural sector is under siege, property rights are being undermined. And of course, we all know that's not the reality. The sector is not under siege. If anything, the sector is flourishing. We have seen it more than doubling from 1994 up until today, in value and in volume terms. The exports are also robust, having reached a record level in 2024 at $13.7 billion in a range of diverse markets, some in Africa, Europe, Americas, Middle East, Asia, you name it. So we are standing pretty much well on that. And of course, we do have our domestic issues that are related to inefficiencies in the ports, municipalities that are not maintaining roads, railway line issues, rising crime in rural South Africa, animal diseases. Those are all of the things that I think domestically we should increase our focus and address those in order to ensure that we have long-term progress in this sector. The other aspect that has been negative is, of course, general geopolitical tensions. And these become super important in a sector like agriculture, which is export-oriented, because as more markets are closing up and others are putting tariffs, all of those, then we begin to ask ourselves as South Africa to say, what's our place in the world and how should we be thinking about this? And fortunately for South Africa, none of our major markets have actually closed on us, but general sentiment around the agricultural environment in terms of trade has been difficult, especially if one considers the tensions between the South Africa-US relations and the possibilities of expanding AGOA. Now, in an environment then like that, where the broad conversation is pretty much worrying, you would think that there will also be a rise in pessimism amongst the South African agribusinesses and the farmers. But we were surprised, pleasantly surprised, when we checked the results of the AGBIZ IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. This is a sentiment indicator in agriculture, which gives us a sense of how the viewpoints of the leading agribusinesses and the major farmers is around the sector's operating condition in the sector. This is an index that we started way back from the early 2000s, and it's been continuing through over time. The other important part of this index is that it almost plays as a lead indicator about how the sector will perform in terms of agricultural gross value added or agricultural GDP. It's also important because it gives us a guide about how investments in the sector will actually go like. So this is an important one in gauging the operation conditions in agriculture. And what we got from the first quarter of this year is that the AGBIZ IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index increased by 11 points from the fourth quarter of 2024 to 70 points in the first quarter of 2025. Now, the index ranges from 0 to 100. And any number that is above 50 benchmark points signals optimism in the sector. And if it's below the 50 benchmark point, it signals some worrying concerns about their operating conditions in South Africa's agriculture and agribusinesses. When we are at 70, this is super high, way above the 50 mark, and it shows that there is this optimism that is there in the sector. And when we look into history on when last did we see this, we realized that we last saw a figure as high as this in the last quarter of 2021. What was different about that time, or perhaps maybe, is the fact that there weren't any of these challenges. But yes, we were still dealing with COVID, but agriculture was operating, even though we were on COVID, it was deemed as an essential sector. And what's similar to today, that period, we received La Nina rainfall, which boosted agricultural output. And if you look into this survey and you ask people, what is it about this moment? Where is this optimism about South African agricultural sector coming from? You will realize that there are actually about two aspects that are underpinning this optimism at a high level. One is, again, the La Nina rainfalls, which have boosted agricultural conditions in the country. We write a lot about what we expect from the grains and the oilseeds and the improvement in their production prospects, but broadly, the rains assist all of the agricultural subsectors. The vegetables, the fruit have all benefited from the favorable rainfall. The rainfall have also assisted in the livestock industry, improved the grazing felt for the farmers. So following all of these good rains of the summer season, although the La Nina was roughly a month behind the typical schedule in South Africa, it has actually juiced up the sector and brought the optimism about how people expect their harvests to look like in the sector. So there's a broad optimism in this. And in fact, there is data that supports this, because if you look at the Crop Estimates Committee's data for their first production estimate for the season, it signaled an 11% increase in the production of all summer grains and oilseeds. And in our view, that estimate did not cover or account for all of the recent excellent rain. We think that it will continue to be revised up. For example, at the end of this month, when they release their second production estimate, our view is that they will probably lift that, which again then underscore this view that we think agriculture is doing excellently and there are good operating conditions on the ground. I do think that also South Africa's ability to control the spread of the animal diseases, especially foot and mouth disease, has been one of the positive things that we have seen now. And yes, we still have regions that struggle with the foot and mouth disease. In KwaZulu-Natal province, the recent reports suggest that we're actually not out of the woods there. There are still big problems. But I think if you consider the fact that in a greater part of the country, we've managed to come out of this difficulty, then that's a positive thing. The only provinces now that we have to ensure that we clear out and we manage the spread of the disease is, of course, few areas of the Eastern Cape, but mostly KZN, that now is increasingly becoming a worry. And I think the ability or the success so far in the northern regions of the country in controlling the spread of this disease is something that has also boosted the sentiment amongst the livestock farmers. Within the livestock industry, the fact that we are also doing well in terms of exports, either you're talking to people that are in wool production or livestock, red meat industry, we generally are seeing a robust activity in terms of the export side. And I think that's the other aspects that is supporting us. And I think if you consider then what happened even last year, the fact that, yes, we do need to make improvement on the port efficiency, but the exports that we saw last year are encouraging and they are pointing to an environment that is pointing towards growth. And I think this year around, we may continue to see that success in the exports part. So it's this exports, it's these production conditions, and this success in controlling the animal diseases. Those are the broad high-level positives. And again, I must underscore that the fact that we talk about optimism, it doesn't mean that there aren't problems. There are many problems in South African agriculture which we need to resolve. Those issues of ports, those issues of rural crime, roads, you name it. Those are all things that we need as a sector and as a country to actually resolve. This index, I mean, it's a composite index. It has about 10 sub-indices. And if you are looking at them, either it's a turnover, it's an employment conditions, it's a capital investment sub-index, it's a value of exports, all of these, they showed an improvement. And on the capital investment side, I mean, there's actually some high frequency data that backs that. Because if you look at the tractors and combined harvester sales for the first 2 months of this year, they've been robust, pointing to an environment that is much better than the decline that we have seen last year. So these are also all just the supporting factors about how this sector is to operate or is operating. But now then, we have this optimism. We are seeing this sector potentially growing. I think this also then means that we must hone in onto this. And those that are at the Department of Agriculture and those that are sitting at the Department of Trade and Industry, DERCO, that's the International Relations and Cooperation, the idea of opening up as many export markets for South Africa as possible is super important. And I think this time around, this needs to move beyond just the normal conversation and a policy attempt that we have been trying. We really have to see effort that is being put into this to open as much export markets as possible. Because the reality is that we have large volume in the fields that is to come in the next few years. And secondly, in an environment of geopolitics like today, where there's tension, many countries are looking inwards, it does mean that South Africa must strategize to diversify its export markets as possible, while at the same time doing a lot of work to maintain the markets that we do have. As that is happening, I think resolving the issues of ports, resolving the roads, resolving the municipalities that are inefficient, all of that lowers the operating costs in South Africa so that we can begin to be competitive. Because now if farmers and agribusinesses are incurring a lot of costs trying to do business in an environment that is very costly and very difficult, and at the same time, they have to compete with others in the world market that do not face the same challenging as us, it puts the long-term sustainability of this sector in a very risky ground. And I think we have to work to resolve those as South Africa. And with that, folks, I should stop there with our segment for this weekend. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo and read some of my blogs. I have a Substack, wandile.substack, and you can read a lot of the high-frequency commentary that we put out there. And thanks to the people that make this podcast to reach you, and that's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. And you can follow the publisher of this podcast online. That's the Financial Mail. And of course, follow the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast on socials. And me on socials, I'm at Wandile Sihlobo. Thanks for listening.